With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Authorities are identifying the deceased suspect in that deadly attack in New Orleans that has claimed the lives of at least 15 people.
The driver who plowed into New Year's Eve revelers in New Orleans was a Texas man in his 40s. The FBI is investigating the New Orleans attack as an act of terrorism. The driver was Shamsuddin Jabbar, who was killed in a shootout with police on the scene. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
Driving a pickup truck down Bourbon Street at a very fast pace, and it was very intentional.
At least 30 people were injured. The FBI says the suspect had a black ISIS flag in the vehicle. They've also recovered weapons and an explosive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And as a side note, the Sugar Bowl game scheduled for tonight in New Orleans has been delayed 24 hours. It'll be played tomorrow night. That game features Notre Dame and Georgia. Also, at srnnews.com, the new year of 2025 beginning with ongoing international conflicts. Here's George Williams with that story.
You've got a world that is very much in turmoil.
That's military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He points to three international challenges awaiting President-elect Trump: China's military buildup and its expansion in the Western Pacific, the Russia-Ukraine war, and an embattled Israel confronting Iranian-backed groups in Gaza, Lebanon, and Yemen.
Hopefully, Mr. Trump will come into office and bring more peace than more hostility.
U.S. investigators, including representatives from Boeing, have examined the site of a plane crash in South Korea. 179 people were killed. Two people survived. This is SRN News. A final note on the 2024 presidential election.
Political analysts are trying to understand why abortion was not a winning issue for Kamala Harris. In fact, the Democratic nominee won the smallest share of women's votes for a presidential candidate of her party since 2004, as women of all stripes cast their votes for President Trump. Democrats were boldly predicting that the repeal of Roe v. Wade would turn female voters against the Republican Party forever, something that simply did not happen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. Plateau State Youth Council urging the government to deploy the military, that in an effort to stop Muslim terrorist groups from murdering Christians. Thousands of believers have been killed, millions driven from their homes over the past two decades. Youth Council says, how long shall this carnage continue? This is SRN News. If you are heading into New York City, well, it's going to cost you.
New York's plan to charge drivers extra to enter the center of Manhattan is set to take effect Sunday. The goals of what's known as congestion pricing are to reduce gridlock and pollution and raise revenue for the region's transit system. Governor Kathy Hochul said this week the state is pushing forward with the plan. That means most motorists can expect a $9 charge on their Easy Pass if they drive into Manhattan's business district south of Central Park. Those without Easy Pass will pay more. They'll receive bills in the mail. Keith Peters reporting.
Just plain nasty weather in the United Kingdom. Parts of Manchester swamped with extremely heavy rain and powerful winds that disrupted New Year's celebrations. Hundreds of residents had to be evacuated from their homes with the help of mountain rescue teams. There were no fatalities. More details at srnnews.com.